So in the past 2 years, we've now come across several storms, certainly Sandy, Lee, and Irene being the ones everyone recognized. But even recently, the storm we've seen, the flooding in the Mohawk Valley, really it's changed National Grid and it's changed our industry, our approach, in that traditionally our role after a storm was to restore our customers. And we would try to do that as quickly as possible. Now we've learned, because of the devastation, that that's not enough, and we try to do more, and we try to work with the customers and more so the communities to really rebuild the businesses, to help the homeowners and the local community get back on their feet.
Governor Cuomo has been quoted as saying that you can debate climate change as much as you want, but there's one thing that's certain: we're having more and more extreme weather events. How is National Grid getting ready for that?
So Governor Cuomo is right. We've seen these weather events now the past 2 years. Up here, certainly, Irene and Lee left a lot of devastation behind. And then downstate, Sandy really impacted our Long Island and our New York City communities. What National Grid is doing is we're making our system more resilient. So we're investing $1 billion per year, upstate and downstate, about half and half, to harden our infrastructure and to really make it better insulated against future weather events.
But how can you do that? If a tree falls on a power line, it takes the power line down. How can you prevent that?
Yeah, one of the challenges for National Grid and for any company in our industry is that it's an old and aging infrastructure, and there's miles and miles of power lines. And as you say, when there's an extreme weather event or a tree damage, it is hard to completely insulate the system. But what we can do is now better protect the system and better switch our customers. So for instance, in the past, when a tree took out a line, we might lose hundreds or even thousands of customers from that one incident. Now we have much better switching capability that we can isolate the outage just to those customers who were impacted and effectively insulate the rest of our customers. So the investment we're making is really giving us much greater flexibility and really allows us to respond much more quickly to these weather events.
Speaking of weather events, just a few weeks ago, we had a stretch of some very hot, humid weather. It really pushed ISO New York, the power pool, to almost a record use. Still, I think, number two behind August of 2006. How is the National Grid adding to its capacity to make sure there is enough power when that heat wave returns?
Yeah, so it certainly was a challenging week. We actually set our weather peak here in upstate New York on the Wednesday of that week. And we were very pleased at how well our system held up. So the investments we've been making the past few years really paid off. What we're doing is each year we're putting in new transmission lines. We're replacing our distribution network, the lines that come to our customers' homes. And we're making sure that we have the capacity within our network to respond to even those extreme weather challenges. And I think the proof is really in the pudding. We saw that week how well the system held up despite the hot weather.
And I know ISO and Con Ed have a program where larger users voluntarily pull back at a time like that. Does National Grid have a system like that?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two keys. One is on a regular, what we call blue sky day, we have a number of energy efficiency programs in place. And over the past several years, we've helped our customers lower their energy use by putting in more modern, efficient equipment. But then on an extreme weather event, we do make outbound calls to customers who we have a pre-existing arrangement with, really demand response program to really lower the usage during the absolute peak.
Let's talk about where the future sources of energy will be coming from. Right now, New York State is still considering whether or not to move ahead with hydraulic fracturing, that is, taking natural gas out of shale. It's a very controversial suggestion, as you know. Does National Grid have any thoughts on that one way or the other?
Yeah, the way we look at it is the way our customers would look at it. And what we really try to secure for the customers is either natural gas or power in the safest, most reliable, lowest cost manner. So no matter how the gas is procured, our main concern is that it's done safely, responsibly from an environmental standpoint, and in a way that keeps the cost to our customers down. So we're certainly supportive of any type of gas production that's done environmentally responsibly and results in low cost for our customers. And we encourage, you know, robust reviews of these types of options for our customers.
Those who oppose fracking or hydraulic fracturing are always suggesting solar and wind power, what they call renewables. How much of the renewables are part of the National Grid portfolio?
Yeah, so our role as the distribution company is to make sure that we can connect renewables to our system. We are seeing now a significant increase in wind, in solar, and in other forms of renewable energy. So, for instance, in downstate New York, we're working on a project to take a waste treatment plant, a sewage treatment plant, and capture the wasted methane, convert that to natural gas, and re-inject it into our pipeline. Up here, we have a number of projects. A recent one is working with Stewart's, again, renewable solar, renewable wind, really throughout our footprint here in National Grid.
Nuclear power, it's been debated now for decades, really since 40, 50 years now. Recently, Entergy announced that it would be cutting back some jobs down at Indian Point. Indian Point, certainly no favorite of the Cuomo administration. The cutbacks also will be felt at Vermont Yankee, another plant in our region. What role will nuclear play in National Grid's future?
So National Grid is not a power-generating company here in upstate New York. We're really the distribution and the transmission company. Our role is to make sure that whatever the source of the power, whether it's clean hydro, whether it's clean natural gas, whether it's other fossil fuels or nuclear, that we can connect it to our grid. So, you know, essentially, we don't get involved in the source of the generation. Our primary role is delivering that energy to the customers. I think what the ISO looks at is to make sure that there is adequate generation, and then in our case, adequate transmission and distribution.
I'm sure there are a lot of people listening today who remember Niagara Mohawk. It is now National Grid. Who is National Grid? What is National Grid? It's a British firm with outlets in America.
No, actually, we're very, very similar to the company we were when we were Niagara Mohawk. So National Grid now has companies like Niagara Mohawk here in upstate New York. We have the former Brooklyn Union Gas Company in downstate New York. We have a very successful gas and electric business in Rhode Island and in Massachusetts, and we also are in the United Kingdom. And it's really that size and scale that allows us to make the very, very large investments. Just to give you one metric, over the last 5 years in the former Niagara Mohawk system, we invested twice the amount that the predecessor companies had invested in the electric infrastructure. So National Grid is very much the same local company that Niagara Mohawk was. I think the difference is we have the size and scale to make very large investments, going back to your earlier point about storm hardening and resiliency, to make sure that we're best prepared for storms. I think another example is the way we can move our workforce around. So when Sandy hit, we were able to take 2,000 upstate workers and relocate them to downstate to support those relief efforts. And then recently, when we had the flooding in the Mohawk region, we did the opposite. We took our downstate gas team and immediately positioned them here in upstate New York. So very much a local company, but with the size and scale to best respond to our customers' needs.